From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Well, the drought that's desiccated much of the nation isn't showing any signs of letting up. Last year, the small town of Magdalena, New Mexico, ran out of water. And now Williams, Arizona, is facing the same fate. City officials have issued severe water restrictions and cut building permits after seeing the local reservoir all but dry up. And climate experts say the water woes of small towns in the Southwest aren't going away. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KJZZ's Fronteras desk, Laurel Morales, explains.
The pine forest, characteristic of Arizona's high country, surround the tiny town of Williams and its claim to fame, the Grand Canyon Railway. Train fanatics travel great distances to ride behind this steam-powered engine.
That's one of the challenges with the steam program. It takes a lot of water to go to the Grand Canyon and back. It takes about 14,000 gallons.
Railway spokesman Bruce Brosman says the company buys that water from the town of Valley, 35 miles away. He says the Grand Canyon Railway also operates a hotel, which works hard to conserve water.
We're trying to reduce water use as much as we can all the time. We don't wait until a crisis to try to reduce our water use. So we use non-potable reclaimed water for our irrigation.
The company even reuses its pool water. When the hotel drains the pool for repairs, the railway reuses that water in the steam engine.
How many people live in Williams?
About 3,100.
And you know all of them?
Mm-hmm. Every one of them.
Riding around town with Mayor John Moore, you better not be in a hurry. He has a way of stopping and talking to everyone he sees.
All you need is a cold beer.
Moore looks like the Marlboro Man. Extremely tall, prospector mustache, and cool blue eyes. He's been mayor for 7 years, and a lot of people trust he'll get them out of this water mess. We pull up to the town's reservoir. It's so shallow, a bird can stand in the center of it.
It's drought. We had no rain. We had a few drops a week or 10 days ago. We haven't had any snowfall all year. The snowfall was very minimal. That's where most of our water comes from, off those mountains up there that we're standing here looking at. That's where our snow melt comes, fills our lakes. That didn't happen this year.
Williams also sits above a plentiful aquifer, but Moore says the city is pumping its two wells to capacity. Digging a new well can cost up to $1 million.
Well, they tell us there's a lot of water. It's finding the exact location to put a well, and then you have to go 3,500, 3,600 feet, and that's a lot of drilling, a lot of work, and then you got to pipe it out. It's a big undertaking, but it's one that we must do.
The city will fine residents who use drinking water outdoors, and water rates will double for households that use more than their monthly share. Moore is confident the drought is temporary, nothing to cause alarm. But climate experts say we could be in the middle of what's called a mega drought. Ancient tree ring samples show that arid parts of the world have experienced droughts that last decades. Bill DeBuise, an environmental historian, says that's on top of climate change.
When those droughts come, they'll be more severe because they'll be hotter. So that's kind of a double whammy that's hanging out there.
In the short term, residents in Williams are hopeful El Nino will bring the rains they so desperately need. For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
And Laurel's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration in the Southwest that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics. You're listening to Here and Now.